Here's your KLEM news for this Saturday morning. After more than 2.5 years after the incident, Thomas Bibler of Lamar's was found guilty Friday of murder in the second degree of killing his sister, Shannon Bogue. The incident occurred on June 11th of 2016 when Bibler had stabbed his sister. Judge Jeff Neary handed down the verdict Friday morning at the Plymouth County District Courthouse. Bibler, age 36, was found not guilty of willful injury and not guilty of going armed with intent. Judge Neary explained that the presented evidence did not conclude to a charge of first-degree murder.
Murder in the first degree requires proof of specific intent. An examination of the element of specific intent necessarily requires the court to account for and consider the defendant's defense of involuntary intoxication, as well as generally whether or not the state has met its burden of proof. To be sure, the evidence at trial did not provide a motive for Bibler's stabbing of Shannon Bogue. There was no evidence of ill will between them, no argument, no history of discord, no history of violence, no heated word exchanges, no threats between them, and known or identified disputes of any kind. On the contrary, the court heard considerable evidence that described the closeness of Bibler with Shannon and how she did so many things to help him out, including opening her home to him for visits with his children, and that she was the last person in the world he would hurt. Yet the court is convinced beyond a reasonable doubt that Thomas Bibler is the person who stabbed and caused the death of his sister Shannon Bogue.
Bibler's defense stated that he did not recall the specific incident from that June summer evening of 2016 because he had taken the drug Ambien, which is a sleeping aid and in some cases causes people to suffer a temporary memory loss. Neary believes that Bibler did kill his sister and explains why it fell under a second-degree murder charge.
The defense of intoxication, involuntary intoxication, is considered as a form of diminished responsibility. It is a limited defense. The intoxication defense only applies to specific intent crimes. Intoxication under Iowa law may only reduce first-degree murder to second-degree murder. Considering the evidence and the law as noted in my opinion, I do not believe that Thomas Bibler had the requisite intent as required under this charge of first-degree murder. The court specifically finds that Bibler did not act in a premeditated manner and that he lacked the specific intent to kill Shannon Bogue as a result of his use of sleep aid called or referred to often as Ambien, in conjunction with taking antidepressants, which prevented him from being able to perform the specific intent required to commit the crime of murder in the first degree.
Neary continues to explain his reasons for the verdict.
As to the charge of murder in the first degree, I find the defendant not guilty. Court must then consider the lesser included offenses. Bibler's successful assertion of involuntary intoxication has negated the element of specific intent in the crime of murder in the first degree. The state has met its burden and established beyond a reasonable doubt that Thomas Bibler is therefore guilty of the crime of murder in the second degree.
While Judge Neary read the verdicts, Bibler sat still next to his defense attorney and did not show any emotion. Likewise, family members of Shannon Bogue, including her husband Phil, also displayed no emotion during the verdict reading. Sentencing for Bibler is scheduled for February 22nd at 1 p.m. at the Plymouth County Courthouse. Second-degree murder carries a maximum sentence of 50 years. Plymouth County District Court officially welcomed its newest judge during an investiture ceremony held Friday afternoon at the Plymouth County Courthouse. Judge Daniel Vakalskas of Sioux City will now take over for the retiring Robert Dole as an associate district judge. Several judges from Northwest Iowa, as well as even some from Nebraska, were in attendance for the ceremony. Judge Vakalskas had his sister Molly and his brother Brian, both who are attorneys, speak at the program. Both used the opportunity to roast their brother with humorous stories, mainly about their upbringing. They jokingly asked the other district judges if they may have made a mistake by naming their brother Daniel as the new associate judge. Daniel Vakalskas took the oath of office, which was administered by Judge Patrick Tott, and Vakalskas' wife, Nikki, helped don the robe on the new associate judge. Governor Kim Reynolds took the oath of office yesterday morning, marking the first time that a female governor of Iowa was elected to office.
I, Kimberly K. Reynolds.
I, Kimberly K. Reynolds.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
During her inaugural address, Reynolds says that her goal over the next 4 years will be to both preserve the state's small-town values and ignite a renaissance in rural areas that will keep young people here. During her inaugural address yesterday morning, Reynolds described Iowa as one big small town.
We must be prepared to embrace the change that enriches our lives, and let us focus on what's important. But when it comes to the qualities that define our great state, let's not let the world change us. Let's change the world.
Reynolds warned social media is making too many Americans and Iowans feel powerless. She asked Iowans to set aside their smartphones and devote less time to political arguments online.
Don't let a screen steal from our family and friends, from our communities and schools. Because here's the thing. If we look up and to each other, we'll see that there are great things happening in this state. And if we put our energy into action instead of outrage, we'll find that there are even greater days to come.
Iowa's unemployment rate remained at a national low of 2.4% in December. Iowa Workforce Development reported Friday that the rate didn't change as the number of unemployed residents remain at an estimated 40,600. The number of residents with jobs rose slightly to 1,651,300. Iowa's rate compared to the national December rate of 3.9%. Iowa had the nation's lowest unemployment rate, ahead of the 2.5% rates of Hawaii and New Hampshire. It was the third straight month that Iowa had a 2.4% rate. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is meeting Iowa Democrats on her first foray into the early presidential testing ground and defending her role in bringing down former Senator Al Franken. Gillibrand continues her first trip on Saturday to the leadoff caucus state since announcing the formation of an exploratory committee to seek the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. On Friday, she met with voters in Sioux City, including activists who asked her about her role as the first Democrat to publicly call for Franken's ouster. The Minnesota Democrat resigned amid allegations that he had groped several women. Gillibrand said that she had to stand up for what's right, especially when it's hard. Gillibrand was traveling from western to central Iowa with various stops. That is a look at your news this morning here on KLEM.